the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, I really like the collect today. It's one of those I just like. And for me, there's three important things that it tells us. And I thought to myself, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First off, it starts off with kind of who God is and what he does. We start the prayer by saying, Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things. And sometimes, in a human sense, when we think of all power and all might, the part about being the author and giver of all good things sometimes doesn't always match up, but in God it does, because God's power in God's might is always generous, abundant, and it's always good. That's how our God is. And then we get into the second part, number two, graft in our hearts. And if you think about that, think about grafting a piece of skin or a plant to another plant. Well, when we graft ourselves to God, it's God who gives us life and gets us to be more like him and to grow into his goodness. And then we say, increase in us true religion. In other words, not for us to be superficial or just say words, but be real about it. And then we ask God again, nourish us with your goodness. But all of this is done for a purpose, and here's the purpose. It's God's will, and it's God's purpose for us to be able to bring forth good fruit. That's what we're here for, and to learn about that. And that's what we're to do every day. We're to bring good fruit from our faith in Christ Jesus and by the power of God and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. What I'm going to do is basically focus on Romans today, because it talks about faith, real faith, true faith. And what does that equal? Action. And it was kind of cute because Deacon Larry, right before we were getting up for the gospel, he says, there's a lot of verbs in Romans as Marshall was reading it. And I looked at him and said, yes, that's what my sermon's all about. So thumbs up. That's a good thing. But faith in action, that's the only true faith, but faith in action is the Christian way. It's Jesus' example. His whole life is faith and action, and that's what we're supposed to be like. So it starts off with, let love be genuine. Well, we know what that means. To be sincere, to be real, to be heartfelt. Not to get anything for ourselves, but just to love the other person, to love God. And then the next verse, hate what is evil. Well, in other words, be passionate about not doing evil ourselves. We are to hate evil. And what are we supposed to do? Hold on to what is good. In other words, hold on for dear life, literally, to what is good, what our Lord wants us to do. And then it says, love one another with mutual affection. So the love goes both ways. And I don't know about you, but I bet you it's a yes. I know for me, there's so many times, even just in this last week, that I've gotten so much love from people, it's overwhelming. So love is to be given. But as a Christian community, love is to be received. And then the next thing, outdo one another in showing honor. Well, when we do this, we're showing respect for the other. We're trying to put them first, beyond ourselves. It's not all about me, myself, and I. To show honor and love to others. And then there's, do not lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Well, we're not supposed to be lazy. We're not supposed to be even lukewarm or having an attitude of, I don't care. I'll do that next week. Or, oh, it's not a big deal. I don't care. Jesus doesn't want us to be lukewarm about one another or about our faith or about bringing him to others in the world. We are to care and we are to do. And we are to serve the Lord at any opportunity that we can, any chance that we can. And then St. Paul says, rejoice in hope. Well, we can rejoice because Jesus Christ is our sure hope. We are saved. Yes, we sin, but through Jesus Christ we are saved when we turn to him. And then be patient in suffering. Anybody here ever have a bad day? Anybody here ever have a bad week? Yeah, I won't go on, because that would be about me. But no, really, we are to persevere in our suffering. And that can be physical, emotional, spiritual, any kind of suffering, financial. As far as relationships, we can suffer in many different ways. But we offer that to the Lord our God. And when we can do that, then the pain starts to ease. And we gain strength and confidence from the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus sent the Holy Spirit for each and every one of us. And then here it is. Extend hospitality to strangers. Hospitality is one of the most important things in the Old Testament. And when Wayne said, oh, we need signer-uppers for ushers, I thought, that's hospitality. So we can all rush down and sign up and be hospitable and greet one another and usher people into church. Coffee hour, think about it, the choir, the readers, the servers, the music. I mean, any ministry at all in here all has to do with hospitality, showing God's love at work. And having action to do it. And then to persevere in prayer. I don't know about you, but if I didn't pray every day, if I didn't have time with the Lord, I wouldn't make it. Prayer time with God strengthens us. It gives us a unique experience, total body experience. God gives us strength to persevere and to do what he wants us to do. And then we're supposed to learn how to bless those who persecute us. Bless them and do not curse them. So the next time you're driving down the street and somebody cuts you off, say a prayer. Somebody rushes in and gets the last toy that you wanted to get at Christmas time for your kid, just relax. There'll be another toy, but the most important thing is Jesus at Christmas time. There's all sorts of ways to be patient with one another. So we're not to persecute. We are to bless. And then the next verse, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who are weeping. That's living with each other, being able to be happy with people who are happy and not be jealous. Not be resentful, and then be able to be present with those who are weeping, someone who is grieving, someone who is sad. That's living together through Jesus Christ. And St. Paul goes on to say, we are to live in harmony with one another, and don't be haughty, don't be conceited. And then it says, but associate with the lowly. In other words, don't associate with people that can only do things for you, but maybe pick out someone special that can't do a thing for you and love them and associate and be present with them. And then do not claim to be wiser than you are. And then the whole next little paragraph, it says, do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. What's noble in the sight of all? Jesus. Jesus, the way he lived, the way he acted, the way he responded, even on the cross, he was forgiving and loving and inviting the thief or the murderer into paradise. And Jesus tells us, if it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. That shows us personal accountability. Just like last week's lesson, Jesus said, who do you think I am? We have to figure out for ourselves who Jesus is for us. That's our personal accountability. And if we live in peace, maybe bite our tongues once in a while, maybe be extra patient or forbearing, and then I can assure you that probably happens in a reciprocated way. But if we all work towards living in peace because we love Jesus, it will happen. And then St. Paul says, beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave room for God's wrath. Well, if you think about in the Old Testament, the lex talionis, which is an eye for an eye, I heard something on the radio just for a second, and then the radio, it dies because I don't know what happened to it. Maybe because I was going through the mountains. But the person on the radio said, he was talking about this and said, we are to never do that, an eye for an eye. Because think of it this way. Both of you won't have an eye. And then the vision isn't as good and not complete. I wish I had heard more of what the person was talking about. But it's true. If we don't have one eye, of course this is a metaphor, our vision is askew. We don't see as well. And we are to live and love others through the eyes of Jesus. And God will do his vengeance in his way, with justice, with patience, with love and forgiveness. Only God is allowed to judge. And then he says, no, if your enemies are hungry, what are we supposed to do? Love them and feed them. If our enemies are thirsty, what are we supposed to do? We are to love them and give them drink. By loving somebody enough, we can actually sometimes change the way they think about us and others. If we love people like Jesus loves us, we can change the world, because that's what Jesus wants. He wants us to bring all people to himself. And St. Paul's last verse, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Don't let any abuse or any oppression or any grief or any problem, we are not to let it overcome us, but we are to turn to the Lord, be persevering in prayer, and then go beyond our needs and love like Jesus loved. And by doing that, we will be overcoming evil with good. Amen.